Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So, you know what? Men and women, they actually communicate differently. Kind of like me and Tom here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I know which one you are then.
Exactly. I think I am too. Men and women communicate in totally different ways. I have secrets for talking to your man today, ladies.
Let's hear it.
So, secret number one, men don't have to hash out all of their problems. Men and women tackle crisis and problems in very different styles. Like, women tend to discuss the problem, analyze the different angles, and men prefer to skip and find a solution as soon as possible.
Like fighting.
Okay. They just want to find a solution, though. Men are fixers. We know that. It's let's fix this problem.
Whenever guys are together, and if they have an issue, they will like just brawl it out real quick. But women, it's like a long, drawn-out process.
Yeah.
Right. But when men and women are talking with each other, what happens with me is my wife will be like, oh my gosh, you won't believe what happened today. I was loading the dishwasher, and when I was putting the dish in and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
And I later find out the dishwasher exploded, but instead I've got to hear about her mother calling in between while she was loading the dishes. And I'm like, please get to the meat of the problem.
I tell my mom she can tell 5 stories in one paragraph. And I don't even remember what the first one was.
You have to set the scene, guys. You have to know exactly what was happening at the time.
You don't, though. Like, I just need to call a repairman.
We're just trying to help you out when you're communicating with your husband.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. And this falls in line with secret number two. Guys crave short and sweet compliments and answers.
Okay.
So think about how football players congratulate each other, like with a high five, maybe a smack on the bottom or a headbutt or whatever. Or are you the man or whatever they say.
I don't want a headbutt from my wife.
Yeah. Men like to be praised in a short, quick way, different than females who love long, epic compliments. Like when a woman uses a lot of gushy, flowery words to flatter her man, it usually makes him uneasy and unsure of how to respond to that. For example, let's say he gets a promotion. You should say something like, oh, I had no doubt you'd get it. Great job. But a lot of women want to say, you know what, your years of dedication, perseverance, go-getter attitude, snappy dress, amazing brain, handsome looks, charisma, and charm made you the only possible choice in the world for them to give you a promotion.
Yeah, that's a weird example, but I'm okay with the long drawn out. I mean, I don't mind that. If compliments, I'll take compliments any way you give them. I would not feel like you have to make them short.
Yeah, I feel like the... I mean, if somebody's talking about me and telling me good things, like, I mean, let's take hours.
Yes.
We have all day. Let's hear it.
But for me, there's so many compliments coming to me.
Oh, sure.
Keep them short because they'll eventually turn into a long.
We can't all be that great, Kato.
All right. Secrets for talking to your man. Men savor silence. They enjoy the silence.
Yes.
Men crave it. So, for example, like, You know, you go to a party or maybe a day after work, it's like they just want a little bit of silence. But you know what? She wants to hash it out and talk about the whole day. What went on at work today? Tell me, you know, did Susie drive you crazy again?
Yes, she's always driving me crazy. Yeah. Listen, I have things to say. I like to yap. I'm a professional yapper, so I'm going to talk.
Okay.
I don't see a problem with that either. There is a point where, like, if he just walked in and he wants to decompress, I can see having a little break before it's
reading
launched
the energy,
into. But I mean, yeah, that's part of a relationship is talking with each other.
Well, what if mom's been home with the kids all day and he comes in and she's like, oh, but you got to take care of the kids, and he runs off to the bathroom for 30 minutes?
Yes, that's okay. That's a good point.
Is it okay?
That's okay.
But does she get to work all day, too? It's not like he wasn't doing anything.
True.
So, I mean, it's something you got to work out with each other and figure out what works for each of you.
But I think staying home and keeping kids is harder than any job that I've ever seen.
It is.
I've seen it.
She can wait 15 minutes, let him decompress, and then take over.
Whew, that explains a lot.
And then, here you go. Final secret for talking to your man. Your crying kind of freaks him out a little bit. Most men reserve tears for tragic situations, maybe a pet dying, something like that. But women, they let those tears just fly. I mean, it's fatigue, frustration, anger, sadness, compassion, temperature changes. Anything might make her cry. But if you were frustrated all day, then you break into tears when you drop a glass in the kitchen. The man, he only sees that you dropped a glass in the kitchen. He's not thinking about all these other frustrations that you're going through right now. And he's like, why did that glass break to make you cry?
What did you do?
Yeah.
But listen, I feel really bad for my husband because we have two teenage girls they're full of emotions.
Yeah.
And then because of them, I then am full of emotions. Uh-huh. So he's just getting beat up all around.
Well, yeah.
Poor little feller.
That's part of it. The only thing I hate is whenever women use crying as a weapon. My wife can do that. She got pulled over before. She'll break those tears out then, man.
You got to use it when you can.
Yeah.
Honey.
Wow.
But, I didn't mean to speed officer. Okay. I swear.
But that's manipulation right there. I mean, you know, we're talking about the moments when they just break into tears, not for manipulation or manipulative reasons.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's because she's about to have a breakdown. And
yeah.
That's how the show Snapped became a show.
Because the kids drove crazy all day.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he's got to
he didn't want to listen to her because he don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Because he needs his quiet. She's losing her mind.
Uh-huh.
That's why she cries.
So we communicate differently.
We sure do.
Hopefully you guys have learned something this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We got lots of parenting tips for Tori. You know, I've got a parenting tip that a friend just shared with me. And I've told you guys before, we went on a trip one time and my daughter started acting up.
Yeah.
And I did the old, you know, I'm going to turn this car around. But I moved over that emergency stop lane and stomped on the brakes, stopped the car, got out, marched around and opened that door and mm-hmm. started yelling. I'd never seen a look on my kid's face like that. They believed I was about to turn that car around.
Listen, I remember there was a story, me and my brother, we were fighting in the back seat and my dad did that. And I remember looking and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's getting out. Like, oh my gosh, I locked the door.
Oh.
He was so mad.
That's funny.
They didn't think to do that. Yeah. But I thought I had a pretty good story until I heard this friend of mine. He has kids that he knows they're unruly in the car. They fight. It's a boy and a girl, they fight. And so they set it up with the kids that they were going on vacation to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And they loaded that car up with suitcases, and they took off. And as soon as the kids started acting up, he's like, I told you, we're not going to have any acting up on this trip. Kids started getting worse and worse. So he didn't say anything. He just took an exit, turned around, started going back. So the kids got real quiet. And so they start asking, like, what's going on here? And he just didn't answer. So they got back to the house. He unpacked the suitcases and told them, listen, we're not going on this vacation because the way you guys act.
Good
and
for him.
So his wife says, you know what? If you guys are good, maybe we'll try again next week. And so the kids were angels all week long.
Wait, this is the most genius idea ever.
I had never planned on going on that first trip
at
all.
Oh my gosh, that's genius.
They already had it scheduled for the week following.
That is awesome.
And so he made his kids, he said they were angels on the way when they actually went to Disney
World. But what if it was one of those fluke trips where they didn't fight?
Listen, they are going to fight.
Yeah, and even so, if they did, you would be like, you know what? Oh, we forgot our wallet. We have to go back and we'll come next week. There's lots of ways out of it if you need it.
Okay.
But you know your kids.
So deceiving.
Yeah. But what if they would have acted up the next week?
Oh, well, that would be tough.
Yeah. Then you still have to go.
Well, and that's the thing. When you do make that threat, because all the parenting experts say, you know, if you're going to make a threat, go through with the
threat.
He did too, big time.
Yeah, but many times, like, you've already spent all that money and you schedule that time. You've bought the tickets to the theme parks and you're like, you're not going to really do that. So you need to come up with some other plan.
But he did really do it. Those kids were locked sold on that, man. They'd already seen him turn around once and go home.
That's when you go into the theme park and you say, you're not allowed to ride anything. Me and your mom's going to ride this one. Y'all sit right here. And just don't let him ride anything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Like, you're going to hold all the stuff while me and your mom go.
That's one way to create memories.
Watch me and your daddy have fun.
They got vacation memories for you.
He didn't have to do that because it worked.
Yeah,
that's a genius idea,
actually.
I don't think I will need it at this stage in my kid's life, but I want to share it with other people because what an incredibly... Now, I would have had a tough time pulling off that part where we went back and seeing those kids.
Their face.
Yeah, like the shock and awe. He said they sat in the car out in the driveway for like 5 minutes before they really believed that he wasn't coming back out or something.
Just devastated.
That's a very bold move right there.
But also a lot of self-reflection. I'm sure the kids really thought about it like, oh, man, they were serious. Like, we really got to get our stuff together.
Yeah, they had to be freaking out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, he turned around and we're back home and they unloaded the suitcases. This is not good. Perfect. So, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a good tip. I want to share it with everyone. When Tori gets back, I'll tell it to her so she can use it on her kids when they get older.
But what if little Michael heard you say that? Then he knows the trick.
I don't think he's going to know it yet.
What happens like when you are fighting with a spouse? Do you turn the car around then? It's like, if you don't get your act together, we're going to turn around. I mean, you're not going out to dinner tonight.
You're actually going to hang out with all of my friends, okay? And you have to sit there and be happy and drive us all around.
I think there's lots of people who have turned around going to a dinner before at some point.
I told you, there needs to be that little thing like they have in limousines where the window just comes up right between the console and the person.
Yes.
I just slammed the car in park on 385.
Oh, that ain't,
Then got out.
Yeah. Or if you're fighting with somebody in the car, you just turn their airbag off.
That's funny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, Easter is right around the corner, and of course, we have our traditions here in America. I got some strange traditions that are overseas that I want to talk about here in just a second.
For Easter?
For Easter, yeah. You know, for us, we go out, we try to find our best Easter dress and hat. Yeah, I remember when I was a little girl, we would do that.
I bet you were just darling.
Yeah, I was. No, you know, you go and you will dress it up, go to church. A lot of people do that for their tradition. And, of course, you have your Easter egg hunt.
Now, the Easter was the only time you ever got a new outfit for church was Easter.
Easter, yes.
And
yeah.
You wore that every other Sunday till the next Easter.
And then you
got to
get a new one.
It was nice, too. You know, this could be what's wrong with me. We would have Easter egg hunts after church. So the kids would stay there, and the adults would go out and hide all the Easter eggs around the church.
Uh-huh.
My dad was a preacher, and we had a small church, and right next to the church was a cemetery. So the only place they had to hide eggs was in the cemetery. So
on top of the dead people.
Yeah. So it was a haunted Easter egg hunt. The kids are just looking around the cemetery, like the tombstones and stuff, trying to find a prize egg.
But you know what? Those deceased probably loved the attention they were getting.
Yeah,
they probably
kids running around.
Yeah, just, you go, little whippersnappers.
Well, we combine Halloween and Easter, I guess.
That's right. Well, I'm right on top of Peepaw.
Yeah. Either that, Cato, or they were like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
A little buzz.
So, Easter egg hunts are always a lot of fun, and see the kids scramble around trying to find Easter eggs. A fun tradition. But here's some strange ones. Like in Greece, on the morning of Holy Saturday, people go to the island of, I guess, Corfu. Is that Corfu? In Greece, they throw pots and pans and other pottery out of their window and make smashing loud noises.
Sounds like fun.
Why did they do that? Like, is there a reason behind it?
No, it's
like,
just the tradition they have.
Like, you remember, like, whenever you break a dish in a restaurant, and they're like, oppa! Nothing.
That's Greek, crickets. I think, isn't it? You said Greek.
Yeah, Greece.
I just remember my big, fat Greek wedding.
Yeah. So okay. I think they like to do that.
Yeah. The only thing I remember about Greek people from that movie was that they spray Windex on cuts.
Yeah, on everything. Elbows. Maybe this is when they get new dishes. It's, you know, where we get new dresses.
The Easter Bunny brings some new dishes.
And they use them every other week until they get new dishes.
Yes. Yeah.
The following year.
You don't really have last year's, though. You're breaking last year's.
Yeah.
Okay. Florence, Italy. Tom, you were just in Italy not long ago.
Not Florence, but yes.
They have a 350-year-old tradition, and I guess it's explosion of the carts. I can't say what they call it. Scopia del Carro. And
Italian.
That's basically what it sounds like, a fancy cart packed with fireworks. They parade through the city before it's lit later on in the evening.
Okay. So it's a fireworks show.
Well, not during the day when they parade it.
Yeah, they parade this big old cart
this
around.
This is what we're going to blow up tonight.
Yeah. How does one light it and then, like, run away? Because, I mean, I'm sure it's, like, a huge explosion, right?
I would set it on a hill and let it just roll down after I lit it.
Okay.
All right. In Australia, rabbits are considered pests and destroy the crops and land.
So some
companies now make chocolate bilbies for Easter instead of bunnies. They don't have chocolate bunnies over there. And a bilby is an endangered animal that also is also known kind of like a rabbit. It looks like a rabbit with big ears.
Well, but that sounds exactly like
a rabbit.
Rabbit
it's
right?
more like a bandicoot, is what
What's
it is.
What's a bandicoot?
Crash Bandicoot? Do you ever play that game?
No.
I have no clue.
A bunch of boys.
So instead of rabbits, they use an animal that looks like a rabbit.
Yeah. And that's what they make the chocolate bunnies. So they don't even use rabbits over there. It's not an Easter rabbit, it's Easter bandicoot.
What was that made up? Animal on Full House. That what's his name?
Jackalope.
Jackalope. Like a. Yeah. Is that made up? Was that a real?
I think it was made up.
Okay.
I don't know.
And I've never seen a jackalope.
In Hungary, on Easter Monday, people in Hungary do something called sprinkling.
I do that.
My mom blamed us when we were little kids. That's what she said we did in the bathroom.
Okay.
On the toilet.
That's tinkling, I think.
No, she called it sprinkling. No.
But it's where boys and girls playfully sprinkle perfume, cologne, and water on each other. So after Easter, they do that, sprinkle something. Yeah.
What if you don't like the smell?
Oh, well, listen, I'm allergic to most perfumes and colognes, so I'd be sneezing all day long.
Well, we talked about sneezing yesterday, so would you sneeze quietly or would you sneeze
Well, you know, I'd be loud. I'm not a dainty sneezer. So that's kind of a bizarre tradition.
Yeah, so weird. I guess, do they stink? Is that why they're doing it?
I don't know, but these are bum. Like, compared to ours, they're bum deals.
I would agree.
Except the fireworks. The rest of them are, I think ours are better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got surprises in our eggs sometimes.
Wait, do y'all still do Easter egg hunts, like adult Easter egg hunts? Have you ever done one of that?
I haven't, but wouldn't that be great with mini bottles?
Yes.
And like money?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Easter Bunny comes to your house and leaves you a big basket of stuffed animals and chocolates and all that good stuff.
I always like the solid chocolate, not the hollow.
Give me a Cadbury egg all day long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had one in a year.
Hey, listen, hold off. It's coming in a couple of days.
Okay. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right. It is a group therapy Wednesday, second date update. We have Paul on the line. How are you today, Paul?
I mean, I guess I'm as good as I can be, you know.
True. I mean, if you're on the show with us for this, you've got some things going on. Now, you told us you went out with someone named Angela, and you thought you guys had a nice date?
Oh, man, we laughed. We, you know, I took her to the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
Nice.
And, I mean, we, you know, it's like one of those things where the conversation was flowing. I mean, absolutely gorgeous, you know. And, it got me real excited.
Okay, well, yeah. then obviously she did not feel the same excitement or something happened.
And if you took me to the Cheesecake Factory, I'd call you back.
I'd be stressed because that's a book they have for their menu. I wouldn't be able to decide what I want to eat.
You know, I've been trying to message her, call her, and, like, just nothing. Okay. No reply.
That's where we come in. Hopefully she'll answer when she sees it's from the radio station.
Yep.
And we can try to get at least some closure for you or find out. Or maybe even, who knows, maybe it's a misunderstanding. We can get it all fixed.
Right. Maybe she's just scared of love and she's
all right. Well, let's find out. Hold on just a second, okay?
Hi, is this Angela?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hawk and Tom. We are live on the radio on B93.7. Good morning.
Ow. Oh, wow.
Hey, we're hoping to give you a prize this morning. We'd like to send you out to dinner on us. We got a couple of quick questions to ask you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
Have you signed up for anything lately?
No.
Well, the reason we're calling is that a friend of ours named Paul said that he had been on a date with you. And he said that you weren't calling back, and he asked if we could try to find out for him what happened, if things went wrong or if something happened that just didn't go as well. He thought it went well.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what's going on.
Yeah. And if this is uncomfortable or if there was anything inappropriate, we can cut this off right now.
No, it's fine. I mean, why not? We're here. Let's talk about it.
Get it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. We did have fun. He took me to the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
We, you know, shared a bunch of food, had a couple drinks, great conversation. That was about when it stopped being fun.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were at the mall. He's like, well, let's walk around for a while. And for a minute, I'm like, okay, this is fun. In like a, you know, junior high nostalgic kind of
right.
way.
Until your mom came.
But wait a minute. That's a girl is shopping. That's got to be kind of fun. You at the mall.
What?
Girls love shopping, don't they?
Of course. But this was not shopping for me. I mean, store after store, Paul wanted to try on all these new clothes, all clothes for him, wanted my opinion, wanted, does this look good? Do I look nerdy? Is this in style? I was like, I'm sorry, am I your personal shopper?
Oh, wow.
To feeling like I need to send him an invoice. It was weird. I've never not had fun at the mall.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Well, we'll have to tell Paul about this. Paul? He is on the line,
wow.
And Paul, what you didn't mention that you went shopping afterwards.
That was part of the fun, yeah.
Fun for you?
Know, I figured if I was going to be seen on your arm as a maybe man of your dreams, I wanted to look the part.
Wow.
And so I wanted, you know, your approval to make sure I look good for you.
Oh, he's just being sweet.
That's like when you're really serious about someone and you're in a relationship, not just casually dating.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
You don't need my approval.
Yeah, but I mean, it got pretty serious over the mozzarella sticks, right? I felt like you're the one.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, Paul, we were at the mall. We went on like 2 dates. You cannot go from like, instead of A to B, like A to Z. We're not together.
Yeah,
we're
that's
going to be together, and I don't want to be your personal shopping consultant.
This kind of went a little bit weird there, kind of, Paul.
And honestly, Paul, you should have taken her shopping and let her pick out a few things for her, not you. And then,
hello,
she can look good whatever she's wearing. You know, I'm the one who needs like, you know,
some guidance,
approval. Yeah, the guidance.
That's
yeah.
funny, because my situation was the exact opposite. I took my wife shopping in Atlanta to the big stores,
yeah.
and I was like, you know, pick out something nice. And then after we got married, she tried to start shopping for me and changing what I wore.
Yeah.
So I was just skipping that part.
Yeah,
right?
You were.
Like, hey, I don't think
you can skip.
Where you tell me what to wear.
You cannot skip that part. That's no.
No, and I'm just kind of curious, Paul, did you kind of have this as a plan, or was it kind of impromptu? You're like, hey, I might as well kill two birds with one stone. I'm eating at the mall, and let me go do a little shopping for me.
You know, they wouldn't put the clothes in the store right next to the, you know, cheesecake factory.
True.
If they wanted me to go in. It was calling my name.
This has gotten a little deeper than I thought it would. Let me ask you this, Paul. Do you get this serious with girls all the time, or is this just the first time you've ever fallen that quickly, that fast?
I mean, it's kind of my first date in a while, and I don't know. I just knew. Like, you know, you just know.
Yeah. I'm not sure Angela knew.
Yeah.
No.
She didn't get the memo?
No, she did.
No, I did not sign up for all of that. I was just, you know, going out with you because we had some fun and we had a good conversation. But then it turned, like, professional, and it was weird. And it was just not a thing you do on a date.
So here's where we kind of come in and say, if you guys would like to go back on a date.
Anywhere
but the mall. We'll pay for it. And you go out on a second or third date, or how many dates you've been on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a yes.
We know you're in, Paul. Yeah. We're asking Angela right now.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to have to say this is a no.
Yeah. Aww. Paul, I think you may have moved a little fast there.
All right. I mean, heartbroken.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I guess I can slow it down and I'll text you in a week.
No.
Let's slow it down.
Pictures of clothes from your closet saying, is this good? Is this good? Stop doing that. I don't care. We're not together. We're not going on another date.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Paul, you know what? Yeah, it's time.
Paul, you're just going to have to call us with your next date when it doesn't get a call back.
I do have a question for Paul.
Yeah.
Did you get any good deals? Because I need to buy some clothes.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Shopping with the guys.
Yeah, we'll take you shopping, Paul, all right?
I'll take you out to eat.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, thanks.
I'm in.
Thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Angela, we're so sorry to have bothered you this morning. I will tell you, we will send you to dinner on us on your own. Cato will get your information afterwards for you doing this morning.
Okay, it's
and
been
you can
kind
pick
of
someone else to go with you. Sorry, Paul.
I'm going to go have a peaceful dinner by myself.
There you go. All right, well, thank you, too, for airing it out on the Hawk and Tom Show. We love you.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, maybe next time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.